This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, a look at the journal's feature on how smartphones sabotage your brain's ability to focus, making sense of the science of distractions after these tech headlines. Shares of Pinterest plunged in extended trading after the company posted a wider-than-expected loss in its first quarterly report following its public market debut. The drop makes Pinterest the latest tech company to encounter difficulty, not long after a much-anticipated public offering. Pinterest shares were off more than 15% late Thursday afternoon. The stock finished up 8% in regular trading Thursday, closing out at $30.86, 62% higher than its $19 a share initial public offering price. Tesla's driver assistance feature was active and the driver's hands weren't detected on the wheel during a fatal crash in March. That's according to U.S. safety investigators' announcement on Thursday, a finding that could amp up scrutiny for the carmaker's autopilot system as the company pushes for more automation in vehicles. Data taken from a Model 3 sedan that crashed in Florida showed the driver hadn't touched the steering wheel in the seconds leading up to the incident and made no effort to avoid the collision. This is according to the National Transportation Safety Board's preliminary investigation. The agency will continue to work to determine the probable cause for the incident. Stay up to date with the latest at WSJ.com. And Microsoft and Sony are teaming up to work on cloud and game streaming tech, an unusual partnership between two longtime rivals. However, they face new threats from some of the biggest tech names in the industry, so through a partnership, Sony is considering using Microsoft's cloud service for streaming its game content. It also calls for potential collaboration involving Microsoft's artificial intelligence and Sony's image sensor chips. This all comes as Sony and Microsoft face competition from the likes of Amazon and Alphabet's Google, two cloud tech titans looking to take a bite out of the $130 billion and growing video game industry. Coming up, are smartphones messing up your brain's ability to focus? Yep. Science explains it. After this. If there is one thing we can say about our smartphones is that they give us instant gratification, but at what cost? Perhaps an alarming loss of attention and productivity. Daniela Hernandez, the Wall Street Journal's digital science editor, explains the science to back this up.
When we face distractions, two areas of the brain, the parietal cortex and the frontal cortex, are in a sort of tug of war with each other. Some research suggests that the parietal cortex responds to distractions. The frontal cortex, which is involved in cognitively demanding tasks, helps us maintain focus, so we get distracted if the activity of the parietal cortex gets through to the frontal cortex. If the frontal cortex can keep the parietal in check, you stay focused. The brain is deciding what's important and what's not.
Oh, sorry. Kostadin Kushlev, professor at Georgetown University, explains our struggle with paying attention.
Attention, much like your daily allowance of money, is a limited resource. And in any particular moment, you can only have that much of it. Even when you're cleaning your mailbox and you're not actually doing hard cognitive work, you kind of actually are, because there's all these essentially micro decisions. Looking at this email, do I need this? And so each of those decisions requires a little bit more of cognitive effort. And so, but when you add 2,000 of those, you end up with no power to make any other important decisions after that. You feel depleted.
Georgetown University's recent study on email further explains the emotional struggle.
Checking email more frequently throughout the day was associated with feeling more stressed and overwhelmed. We found that people who batched their emails 3 to 5 times a day felt less stressed and less overwhelmed.
And as does most technology today, it opens up a conversation about how it's changing how we interact socially on a grander scale.
We did a study, not in an organization, but on campus, where we asked students to find a building, either with their phones or without the help of their phones. And yes, the students who relied on their phones got to the building faster, but these same students actually felt less connected to their community. And so it's not a question of, you know, should we just deal away with these devices, but what is the price of this convenient device? These social bonds that hold society together, I think, are getting more and more chipped away from us.
For more details, head to the journal's feature at WSJ.com. That wraps up this edition of the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.